Well, hello there. This is Evangelist Timothy Gruber here at the Word of the King, the Holiness Bibles for the Blind.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4 tells us that where the Word of the King is, there is power, and we may say unto him, what doest thou?
And today, the Word of the King, my brother Jay Wolfgang is going to bring forth a message to you, straight from the infallible, inerrant, perfect, preserved Word of God. I pray now, may the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever, by the power of the Holy Spirit, minister to your soul.
Lord Jesus, we want to thank you, Lord, for this time, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. We ask you, Lord, that you would just bless, Lord. We've had many requests over the months, Lord, some that have come that have been the same over and over, Lord. Lord, Tim and his need for his Rebecca. Lord, we know, Lord, that you somehow will meet that need. Lord, right now also, Tim, as he is getting ready to once again head to your land, Lord, your promised land, the land which you said, Lord, in your word, would be a land flowing with milk and honey. Lord, we ask you, Lord, as you would see fit, Lord, and if you would see fit, Lord, to open that door, Lord, as he would get ready here in 2016 to go, Lord, we ask you to open that door, Lord, that he would be able to go to bring forth your word of you, Lord Jesus, Yeshua, to your people. Lord, open hearts, Lord. Soften hearts, Lord. Touch them, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to touch those who are not saved, Lord. Bring them to you, Lord Jesus. For the many people, Lord, that we've been praying for on our prayer list that need to be healed, Lord. You know their needs, Lord. We ask you to touch them, Lord. We ask you, Lord, now, as we get ready to bring forth this message, Lord, and as we look back, as Deacon Stephen did, Lord, help us to look back once. Not as Lot's wife did in sin, but in a time of reflection on your grace and your mercy and all the things that you've done for us. And then, Lord, after we've taken a look back, help us to take a look at our present and ask, are we like the church of Acts, the beginning church, where they were trying to bring in the Old Testament law and trying to put in a law of bondage once again? Are we trying to do just that? Are we trying to look back? So tonight, Lord, help us, Lord, as we look back. And as we, Lord, when we look back, but to you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
All right, so tonight, I'd like us to think on that very subject, looking back, not to sin, but to Jesus. Looking back, not to sin, but to Jesus. All right, Tim, we're going to let you be our reader. The first one is going to be Acts chapter 7. The whole chapter, just go ahead, Tim, just read us the whole thing, straight shot through, and then we're going to take a look at it. Yeah, man.
Acts chapter 7, eh?
That's right.
Said the high priest, are these things so? He said, men, brethren, fathers, hearken. God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Charan. Said unto him, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and come into the land which I shall shew thee. And came he out of the land of the Chaldeans, dwelt in Charan, from thence, when his father was dead, he removed him into this land wherein ye now dwell. And he gave him none inheritance in it, no, not so much as to set his foot on, and he promised that he would give it to him for a possession, to his seed after him, when as yet he had no child. God spake on this wise, that his seed should sojourn in a strange land, that they should bring them into bondage and entreat them evil 400 years. And the nation to whom they shall be in bondage will I judge, said God, and after that shall they come forth, serve me in this place. And he gave them the covenant of circumcision. So Abraham begot Isaac, circumcised him the eighth day, and Isaac begot Jacob. Jacob begot the 12 patriarchs. The patriarchs moved with envy, sold Joseph to Egypt. But God was with him, delivered him out of all his afflictions, gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. And there came a dearth over all the land of Egypt and Canaan. Great affliction. Our fathers found him satisfied. No sustenance. When Jacob heard that there was corn in Egypt, he sent out our fathers first. At the second time, Joseph was made known to his brethren. Joseph's kindred was made known to Pharaoh. Then sent Joseph, called his father Jacob to him and all his kindred, 75 souls. So Jacob went down into Egypt and died, he and our fathers. We're carried over into Sychem and laid in the sepulcher that Abraham bought for a sum of money of the sons of Emer, the father of Sychem. When the time of the promise drew nigh, which had sworn to Abraham, people grew and multiplied in Egypt. So another king arose, which knew not Joseph. So he dealt subtly with our kindred, and he treated our fathers, so that they cast out their young children, and they might not live. In which time Moses was born, and was exceeding fair, and nursed up in his father's house 3 months. When he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up, nursed him for her own son. Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, was mighty in words and in deeds. When he was full 40 years old, gave it to his heart, visited his brethren, the children of Israel. Seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him, avenged him that was oppressed, smote the Egyptian. For he supposed his brethren would have understood how that God by his hand would deliver them, but they understood not. The next day he shewed himself unto them as they strove, and would have set them at one again, saying, sirs, dear brethren, why do ye wrong one to another? He that did his neighbor wrong thrust him away, saying, he may be a ruler and a judge over us. Wilt thou kill me as thou didst the Egyptian yesterday? And put Moses this saying was a stranger in the land of Medea, where he begat two sons. When 40 years were expired, there appeared to them in the wilderness of Mount Sinai an angel of the Lord in a flame of fire in a bush. Moses saw, he wondered at the sight. As he drew near to behold it, the voice of the Lord came unto him, saying, I am the God of thy fathers, the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. And Moses trembled and durst not behold him. And said the Lord to him, put off thy shoes from thy feet. The place where thou standest is holy ground. I have seen the affliction of my people, which is in Egypt, and I have heard their groaning, and come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send thee into Egypt. This Moses whom they refuse, saying, who made thee? A ruler and a judge. Satan God said to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel which appeared to him in the bush. Brought them out after that he had shewed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. This is that Moses who said unto the children of Israel, prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you your brethren like unto me. Him shall ye hear. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which spake to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers who received the lie of the oracles to give unto us, to whom our fathers would not obey, but thrust him from them, and in their hearts turned back again into Egypt, saying unto Aaron, make us gods to go before us. For as for this Moses which brought us out of the land of Egypt, he went not has become of him. They made a calf in those days and offered sacrifice unto the idol, and rejoiced in the work of their own hands. And God turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven, as it is written in the book of the prophets, ye house of Israel, and ye offered to me slain beasts, sacrifices by the space of 40 years in the wilderness. Yet ye took up the tabernacle of Moloch, the star of your God, the earth fan. Figures which you made to worship them, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon. Our fathers of the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness, as he had appointed, speaking unto Moses, that he should make it according to the fashion that he had seen. Which also our fathers that came after brought in with Jesus into the possession of the Gentiles, whom God drave out before the face our fathers into the days of David. He found favor before God and desired to find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob. Solomon built him a house. Howbeit the Most High dwelt not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet. Heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, saith the Lord? What is the place of my rest? Hath not my hand made all these things? Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised at heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost. As your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which shewed before the coming of the Just One, whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers. They have received the law by the dispensation of angels and have not kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart. They gnashed from them with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, went steadfastly into heaven, saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, behold, I see the heavens open, the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. And they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears, ran upon him with one accord, cast him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep.
Wow. Now, that's a way to look back to Jesus. You notice, he didn't look back as Lot's wife did, wanting the sin of the city of Sodom. No, he looked back. He looked back in his history, and he told these people stuff they already knew, but stuff, what? They didn't want to hear. They knew this stuff, but they didn't want to hear it. Tim, you know how it goes. You know how it goes. You tell people stuff, they know it's the gospel, they know it's the truth, but they just don't want to hear it. They ain't going to want to hear it, especially when it's the Bible and they know it's the Bible, but they just don't want to hear it. And you notice what they did at the end? They heard it, but as we heard in the last word of the king, the last message, they got offended. Because of the cross, because of Jesus, they got offended. It became an offense to them. They stopped up their ears. They got mad. They didn't get glad again. It hurt their itty-bitty feelings. They began to cry. And they gave Stephen a rock concert in his honor. And no, it had nothing to do with Led Zeppelin. And they rocked him to sleep. And it had nothing to do with a cradle either. This is what happens when you tell the truth. And you tell the truth, and the people just don't like it. Well, what you got to do is you got to stand firm. And don't worry about if people are going to get offended. They're going to get offended anyway. Jesus told the truth, and, well, the Pharisees and Sadducees, he called them a bunch of whited sepulchers and full of dead men's bones. They got mad. John the Baptist called them a bunch of vipers. They got mad. Well, that doesn't stop us from telling the truth. The fact is, if it's true, all you got to do is say the truth, and if they get it hurts them and they get offended, you just got to tell it the way it is. And look, tell it in love. You tell the truth in love, but if it hurts their itty-bitty feelings, well then, they're just going to have to get over it. Now, I decided the next text, I'm going to let Ruthie read. Ruthie says she's up to it, so we'll let her do it. Our other text tonight, we're going to now kind of look a little bit more in the present, but kind of looking also back at the past, at one of the first churches, and we're going to see our present churches in the past and how they reacted in that they wanted to bring the law back into the New Testament church and tell the believers that they had to follow all the Mosaic law, saying you got to keep the Ten Commandments and all that stuff. Well, we know who that crowd is. I'm going to bring it to you. And that is Acts chapter 15. We're going to have Ruthie read the whole chapter for us here.
And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved. When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question. And being brought on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenix and Samaria, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy unto all the brethren. And when they were come to Jerusalem, They were received of the church and of the apostles and elders, and they declared all things that God had done with them. But there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees, which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. And the apostles and elders came together for to consider of this matter. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, Men and brethren, ye know how that a good while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us. And put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now, therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the apostles, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved even as they. Then all the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, Men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And to this agree the words of the prophets as it is written. After this I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who doeth all these things. Known unto God are all his works from this the beginning of the world. Wherefore my sentence is that we trouble not them which from among the Gentiles are turned to God, but that we write unto them that they abstain from pollutions of idols and from fornication and from things strangled and from blood. For Moses of old time hath in every city them that preach him, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day. And pleased it the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas surnamed Barnabas, and Silas chief men among the brethren. And they wrote letters by them after this manner, the apostles and elders and brethren send greeting unto the brethren which are of the Gentiles in Antioch and Syria and Cilicia. For as much as we have heard that certain which went out from us have troubled you with words, subverting your soul, saying, ye must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. It seemed good unto us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you by our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men that were, or that have, excuse me, hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have sent, therefore, Judas and Silas, who shall also tell you the same things by mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay unto you no greater burden than these necessary things, that ye abstain from meats offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and for fornication, and for which it was, we keep yourselves, ye shall do well. Fare ye well. So, when they were dismissed, they came to Antioch, and when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the epistle, which, when they had read, they rejoiced for their consolation. And Judas and Silas, being prophets also themselves, exhorted the brethren with many words and confirmed them. And after they had tarried there a space, they were let go in peace from the brethren unto the apostles. Notwithstanding, it pleased Silas to abide there still. Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. And some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, Let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord, and see how they do. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia, and went not with them to the work. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one from the other, and so Barnabas took Mark and sailed unto Cyprus. And Paul took Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches.
All right. Now. All right. Good old there. Paul, the apostles, had a little problem they had to deal with. It had nothing to do with 1 plus 1. And this had nothing to do with X plus Y equals Z. One of those algebraic expressions. This had to do with some so-called Pharisaic snobs. I'll say that again. Pharisaic snobs who got into the church, the body of Christ, body of believers, got in there and said, well, you know, in order to be saved, you got to show that you're saved by, you got to live the law. You got to be circumcised, and you got to keep all this Mosaic law stuff. Well, Tim knows a group without having to mention a name, but we'll just give the initials HR that teaches that nonsense today. Kind of charismatic. They try to bring that nonsense back. Tell you if you don't speak Hebrew, say Jesus' name in Hebrew, and all this other nonsense, you're not saved. But quite a bit of it is a bunch of cult. Waiting for Tim to finish out that series. He got part of the way, but we're waiting for that to get finished. That'd be a good series to finish up on. But, you know, that's a big cult. Hebrew roots movement. They want you into that junk. But see, the fact is, we see the beginnings of that nonsense way back. That's not new. Everybody thinks that's a new fad. Not new at all. That's older than the hills, just about, as they say down there, down south. That's older than the hills. That stuff's old. It's right there in the book of Acts. Some of the first churches were doing that nonsense. We got a bunch of believers trying to tell, got these Jewish believers who got saved, and they're trying to tell a bunch of Gentiles, well, you got to be Jewish in order to be saved. Wait a minute, you don't have to be Jewish to be saved. All you need to be is saved. All you need is Jesus. And all I need to say is this, in closing, and I'm going to have kind of Tim give us a kind of helping hand here as we close. He always brings up in the Word of the King this, the works of the law, and how that the works of the law, technically, even though they're used as a schoolmaster, They do not save us. So as we have Brother Tim kind of give us a synopsis of the law, he does such a good job on this. I want him to help us in this message, kind of like a little tag team. The thing is, the law cannot save us. Only Jesus can. So as we have him go through a real quick rundown of the law, as our schoolmaster, remember, it's not the works of the law, but it's what Jesus did for you. And look back at what Jesus did for you in dying on the cross to be the fulfillment of this law. Tim.
Exodus chapter 20. God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which hath brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, showing mercy to thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless. Take his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. Seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. If thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, sea, and all that in them is. The rest of the seventh day, wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy land, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet that which thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, or anything that is thy neighbor's.
Well, we're told, but as many as are the works of the law are under the curse. Everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them, we're told in the book of Galatians, all but here it is. But God committed his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Repent ye and believe the gospel. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, shall cleanse you from all sin. For if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, menial, mortal, sin, whatever you call it, all unrighteousness. God is faithful to forgive those who confess their sins to him through faith in Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection alone. For by grace he is saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works. Call upon the Lord today. This is Evangelist Timothy Gruber. Till next time, God bless you and yours.